I'm recording this and you're okay with me recording this. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay. So what I was saying, Rob, is hurt people hurt people because we don't know how to heal the hurt. We don't even know that it needs healing. We're just reacting to it. And when you grow up, you needed that love from your caretakers. And when you get told that you're, what was it he told you, stupid, you know, or you. So when you keep getting told that, you don't know any different as a child. And so we start to believe it. And then we think that there's something wrong with me. And we think we're the only person when we're a child that is going through that. And then that's when we feel shame, you know, because we're being judged by someone else, your dad. And then we look down on ourselves. And when we're doing that, we're just causing more pain and we're seeing ourselves as not lovable. You weren't responsible for that happening to you when you were a child. But now that you're an adult, you are responsible for how you respond to those wounds. And if you learned to identify them and heal them, then you will be able to bring that love into your life that you didn't get as a child, because part of the healing process is when we give that, are you a cat, to ourselves, you know, the respect, understanding, acceptance, caring, appreciation, and trust. And that love from you to you makes your pain go away. You creating that is the meat and potatoes of your meal. When I give you, are you a cat, or somebody else gives you, are you a cat, it can only be gravy. And if you cook the meat and potatoes and I give you gravy, then you've got a tasty meal. But if you're not cooking the meat and potatoes, all anybody can give you is gravy, and this is not enough to sustain you. And so what are you doing differently now so that you don't beat yourself up about your mistakes? You know, on page 30, you know, that shame, you know, what do we have to do in order to stop looking down on myself? Do you remember? What do I have to take about what happened?
Yes, it was healthy shame that I made a mistake.
But what do I have to take in order to get to the healthy shame?
You have to acknowledge, hold on. I think we were in the second phase, take responsibility.
Well, yeah, I take,
I'm sorry, cause effect blaming.
Well, you take responsibility for your part, what you did. And if you did do something where you made a mistake, then you can have the healthy shame. Oops, I made a mistake. You don't want to turn it into toxic shame where I think I am a mistake.
Right.
So when you feel that shame about your son and your wife, your ex, soon to be ex-wife, and other people in your family seeing you on that medication, that healthy shame can motivate you not to do that again if you allow yourself to feel it and feel the embarrassment and the shame. And, you know, oops, I made a mistake, and learn from that mistake and make the commitment not to repeat that mistake. But if I just ignore my feelings, my fears, my shames, my sadnesses, until they just accumulate, and then I'm going to want to find a quick escape hatch, and then I can resort to the addictions of the drug in order to avoid that pain and hurt, rather than learning how to make that pain and hurt go away, because all it's showing me is an area in my life where I'm not loving me.
Right.
See, and so
One of the things I did was find that fear. And it's the very last paragraph in our Are You a Cat? When I'm turning my love light on, when I do so, the light of my love makes the darkness of my fear go away. And when I ask my question, what am I losing? What are the two questions? What am I losing?
And what's the other one?
I don't remember. Sorry. What am I not getting?
Yes. What am I losing or what am I not getting?
Okay.
That I desire. See. So what was the fear when you asked yourself that question? What are you losing?
I'm losing the love for myself, the respect from my family, the trust, and caring. Most, if not all, the Are You a Cats. And when I lose that, and if I don't learn to give love to myself and I'm not in control of it, as I said, when you wrote, when I work through my fear this way, then I'm in control of it and I've eliminated the source of my emotional pain.
Right. See, now a little correction here. We can lose other people's Are You a Cat from them to us. We can't lose ours. We don't lose it. We just stopped giving it. That love is there for you to tap into any time you want to give it to yourself. You just have to be aware that you've stopped and then do what you need to do to give it to yourself. So read respect and then do what you need to do so that you're respecting yourself. Read understanding and acceptance and then do what you need to do so that you're giving yourself understanding and acceptance. And it's the same with caring, appreciation, and trust. See, that ability is in you. And now that you're an adult, your brain is matured enough for you to be able to utilize that love from yourself to yourself. But what happens is we get so bitter with the people we're blaming, and we're looking for that Are You a Cat from them, and they're not giving it to us, and then we turn it to anger. And all that time that we're bitter and angry that they're not giving it to us is time that we're wasting when we could have been giving it to ourselves. And that's how we get caught up in our pain and hurt. And that's why anger doesn't heal, because anger is trying to make somebody else love me. It's not allowing me to love myself. If I'm loving myself, I'm not going to be angry. If I love myself, I'm not going to be frightened. But see, it's because I'm not doing that for myself. That's why I'm in the situation that I am. But it's so easy to think that it's what the other person did or didn't do, is or isn't doing. That's why I'm there. But it's really because of how I'm responding to them when they do what they did or they don't do what I wanted them to do. See, and so that if I can remember that, then I can refocus on myself about what I love and what is lovable about me.
See? And when I eliminate that fear, that I'm able to love myself.
Well, it's the fear is eliminated when we start loving ourselves, when you start, you know, accepting who you are. You know, not as soon as you gain 5 pounds, not as soon as you lose 5 pounds, but to accept yourself right where you are with all those wounds and mistakes. See, and I can heal and grow and be, create more love in my life from me to me and from me to somebody else. See, but if I don't and I'm just angry, I'm not creating any love for me and I'm not creating any love for anybody else. And then we think the only reason I don't have love is I just didn't get angry enough. And that's not the case. Anger doesn't heal. A little bit of anger or a whole lot of anger, none of it heals. So I have to remind myself of that, see, because you learned we learn to get angry as a child, you know, 2-year-olds throw temper tantrums when they don't get what they want because they're frightened they're going to lose something or they're not going to get something. And then we just become adults doing the same thing, but we're a little more sophisticated. You know, maybe we don't lay on the ground and kick our feet like a 2-year-old does, but we're doing a more sophisticated reaction to the situation because we're trying to intimidate, manipulate, or guilt somebody else into giving me what I'm looking for.
We talked before about seeing who and what I'm blaming and forgiving myself.
Mm-hmm.
So is forgiving yourself giving yourself the "are you a cat"?
Well, no. No, forgiving myself is a form of healing. In order to forgive myself, I have to have the "are you a cat?" I have to turn that light on. See, and then I can forgive myself for not turning it on 5 minutes ago or yesterday. Same. So when you're on page 24, you know, going from the second dimension where I'm blaming others to get to the third, I need to learn how, when I find myself blaming somebody for something, to feel what are the feelings before the anger. You know, those in the red pain hurt column, you know, the sadness, the disappointment, the shame, the embarrassment, the concern, the fear. And like you said earlier, the fear of losing what I have or the fear of not getting what I want. See, it helps us to find the fear as opposed to what are you afraid of? Now, what are you afraid of losing? What are you afraid of not getting? See, and if I can learn when I'm in a difficult situation, especially if I'm angry, to learn how to do that, see, then I'm doing the ATFR squared. You know, I'm acknowledging the anger, and then I step away, I take a time out, and then I find the fear of what am I afraid of losing? What am I afraid of not getting? And then I need to replace that by giving myself that "are you a cat," that respect, that understanding, that acceptance, caring, appreciation, and trust. See, when I do that, that brings love into my life now, in this moment. See, and when I have that love in my life now, I'm going to better be able to forgive myself for not loving myself 5 minutes ago or yesterday, whenever the wound occurred, whenever the incident happened where I felt wounded.
Meaning taking responsibility for what I did or didn't do?
Well, yes. And then also moving past, you know, the blaming of the other person. See, when you were a child, you know, that is when we are, you know, the closest to 100% victim that we can be. You know, if you pee in your pants, you don't deserve to be beaten. You know, if you make mistakes, you don't deserve to be put down and yelled at and, you know, called names. And so then what often we do is when we make mistakes, we'll take on that same response or reaction by putting ourselves down. You know, instead of that person's no longer there seeing me with that mistake, but I'm putting myself down just like they were right there telling me.
Right.
Because I'm playing those old tapes. So I have to see that those old tapes were coming from a person who was traumatized and wounded themselves, or else they would be doing healing things for themselves and for me. When we're in our anger, anger doesn't heal. So when I'm able to feel all those feelings and then replace them with "are you a cat?" See, then I'm giving myself the respect that I wanted from that person I was blaming. I'm giving myself understanding and acceptance that I wanted from that person I was blaming. And the same thing with the caring, appreciation, and trust. And when I'm doing that, See, now I've turned my love light on. I'm no longer sitting in the darkness of my fear.
Right.
See, and then it's going to be easier to forgive them for their inability to love me the way I needed to be loved and wanted to be loved, and to forgive myself if I did something where I wasn't loving me, because maybe I reacted to their fear by being in my fear and anger and then dumping it on them. Or I reacted to their fear and anger by beating myself up even more. So the whole purpose of coming to a meeting like this or coming to a group is to get help to stay on track, to follow those different response patterns as I respond to my fears and my shames and my sadnesses, and I see what I'm doing to cause them, and then what I need to do so that I'm bringing love into my life. And then when you do it on a regular basis, then it becomes a habit that you just do, because your body has learned that it feels so much better when you do that. And that's your response. You respect yourself so much more when you don't have to respond by blowing up at somebody or trying to say hurtful things.
One time you used the analogy of putting your hand in a pocket and feeling the pain bumping into a wound.
Well, when I had cracks on my fingertips and I would put them in my pocket and they would bump into my keys, you know, and it's very painful. And the tendency is to want to blame the keys for my pain, but it wasn't the keys. It was the wound, the crack in my fingertips. That's what caused the pain. And as soon as I healed those cracks, I touched those keys with the same amount of force, it didn't hurt. Well, when we bump into people in life, it's healing. It's the opportunity to heal our wounds. And if we just say, it's your fault for bumping into it, then we're missing the opportunity. See, because you bumping into it is showing me that that is an area in my life that I'm not loving me. And then I love me in that area, and now that wound is healed. But if I don't love me, and I keep trying to make you love me, or you not touch me in that area of my wounds, my emotional wounds, so to speak, don't bring up that subject, don't talk about that, you know, then that's how I prevent myself from having love in my life. It's hard for people to see that because they think it's the other person that's causing it. But my keys didn't cause the pain. It was the cracks.
And when we respond, rather than reacting by not hurting the other person, and that allows yourself to take responsibility for what you did wrong, to give myself, are you a cat, to alleviate the pain, and forgive whoever, I'm just reading this part on my notes from last time, forgive whoever I blamed and forgiving myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, and we have to do this with as many wounds as we can as we bump into them. You know, and it's hard to do it for everyone because sometimes we are so wounded that every step is painful. Every interaction with another person is painful. And we don't know, you know, but see, once you start healing that wound, see, that wound is healed. You know, when you bring love to that area in your life that there wasn't love before, that area of your life is healed. And so the wound can be something, you know, like neglect or abandonment, you know, or being abused. And when we learn how to do that, see, then we're healing that wound. So then any situation where we're being neglected, any situation where we're being abandoned or abused, it's going to be healed by that same healing, because I now see what I need to do for myself so that I don't feel neglected, so I don't think I'm being abandoned, so I don't allow myself to be abused.
Can you repeat that last part? We didn't go over that before. The last few sentences, please.
Well, see, when we are able to heal the wound, then we are better able to respond to things. See, when somebody does something hurtful and I'm blaming them, then I'm not seeing the part of me that is vulnerable, that when they do what they're doing, that is causing me pain. So I'm not seeing what my cut is that's getting bumped into.
Right.
And so when I take responsibility for what I need to do to heal that cut, then when that person is doing what they're doing, they're going to just be doing that. It's not going to be hurting me, because I'm no longer cut there. I'm no longer wounded. You know, I've given myself the love that I wanted. And a lot of times the way that we get wounded is because we're wanting love from other people a certain way. I want them to respect me, to see me as an equal. And they're not respecting me, and they don't see me as an equal. See, but whether they see me as an equal or not is really not about them. That's not where I need to focus. See, it's me not seeing myself as an equal. That's right. Why I'm in a painful situation. Because if I know that I'm equal, then you can tell me that you're better than me all you want, and you're not going to be, you know, I'm just not going to believe you, because I know differently. See? And then if I'm relying on you, then I'm at your mercy. So I have to learn to rely on myself. And we see this, you know, economically. You know, we know that we have to go out and find a job, you know, and before, you know, jobs were like they are, people had to survive on their own. So you had to plant your own food, and you had to go out and kill whatever animals you chose to eat if you ate animals, or catch whatever fish. And you learned to live off what the land gave you, because you used the land in a smart way, that when you took seeds and watered them and, you know, kept the weeds away, they would grow into food that you could eat. See, but then it got to the point where, you know, we've grown away from that. We're no longer self-sufficient. We become interdependent on each other. And then, so I need a job to make money so I can buy that food that you grew. And then you need that to make money so you can buy that product that I made, or the service that I provide. See, and so because we're so interdependent on everybody, it makes it very complicated. Used to be that people worked on their own cars. But then cars got so sophisticated that it was a big effort to learn how to work on a car. And we didn't have time to just learn how to do that because we had other things that we had to do. So then we start to specialize. You know, I specialize in doing this work so that I don't have to go out and grow a crop in order for me to eat. You know, so I can buy what I need to build my house so I have a shelter to live in. You know, whereas, you know, a couple hundred years ago, everybody did all of that themselves. So that's on that level, you know, the physical, economical level. It's the same thing emotionally. We have to learn how to give that love to ourselves. We have to grow our own crops. And you know what grows crops? Our thinking. Remember on page 24, thoughts are like seeds. And what I'm thinking is going to affect what I'm feeling. And then that's going to impact my attitude and then help to create my experience.
Right.
So if I don't like the experience I have, then I need to take responsibility for what I'm thinking that is causing it. And when I change what I'm thinking, I change how I'm thinking about something, my feeling changes, my attitude changes, and my experience changes. Even though nothing out there in the external world changed at all. Everybody's still doing the same thing that they've always done, but it's not impacting me the way it used to because I'm responding differently to those events.
And one of the things we talked about is taking a time out when we see some of those, when we run into that.
Yeah, so that we're not going to add to the chaos. That we're not going to add to the pain. See, because when I'm angry, I'm adding to the chaos and the pain. I'm adding to the darkness in my life and in other people's lives. I'm not doing anything to turn the light on for them, and I'm not doing anything to turn the light on for me.
When you turn the light on for yourself, does it turn the light on for them?
It makes me a more enjoyable person to be around.
Okay.
See, because I'm not picking on them. I'm not calling them names. I'm not putting them down. I'm not trying to control them. So then they can be themselves. See, part of the challenge is that we keep trying to control each other to get our needs met. And that just creates power struggles because I want you to do this a certain way and you do it differently. So when I'm trying to change you to meet my needs, I'm not really accepting you where you are. I'm not understanding or respecting you or caring, appreciating or trusting you. I'm trying to make you my object of satisfaction. See, and then that's how we get caught up in power struggles.
That's difficult when others, because of that interaction, that they haven't gone through the program. So when there was, you know, hurt people, and now we're interacting with them again at some point in the future, it's going to be, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your screw question.
I find myself thinking that, yeah, by giving myself, are you a cat, and love to myself, right, that I won't react in the way I did before to others.
Right. Well, see, we have to learn to respond where we think of our choices and then pick the one that's going to suit my needs in a way that I'm still respecting them, where I'm being assertive. See, and so if the other person is not using the tools, then I need to just excuse myself. You know, I respect myself too much to sit here and be talked to this way. I'll talk to you later. And then if they keep talking to me that way, then I got to say, why do I have that person in my life? And then what do I need to do so that I can get by without them in my life? See, so that's the fundamental principles that we need to adhere to in order to create that different response. You know, but sometimes it's complicated. You know, because especially in today's society, because we do rely on other people.
And when we're able to find that fear behind the anger, then we are able to respond. And taking a minute to ask yourself that question, what am I losing or what am I not getting?
Yeah, well, see, it's showing me where I'm not loving me.
Right.
I'm blaming you for not loving me, and it may be true that you're not loving me, or it just may be my perception that you're not loving me. But it really doesn't matter if you actually are doing it or if I perceive that you're doing it. My feelings are going to be real.
Right.
See, but so often we have perceptions or what we call negative fantasies that create real fear, but not because it's what's going on. And that's why it's so important for us to heal our wounds so that we can create a new possibility in this moment instead of unknowingly keep reacting to those wounds with negative fantasies, having negative fearful thoughts that causes more negative fearful feelings, negative fearful attitude, and then a negative fearful experience. So I heal that. I move past the four dimensions. You know, see that it's not going to always be this way, that there was a cause and an effect and who or what I'm blaming. Feel the feelings before the anger that I'm blaming you for. My fears, shame, sadnesses. Give myself the, are you a cat? Take responsibility for my part in the third dimension of healing. What am I doing or not doing? And then forgive myself for what I did or didn't do and forgive you for what you did or didn't do. See, then I'm healing that wound because now I am my source of love. I used to rely on you to grow that crop. I'm growing it now myself. So I don't need you to give me some of what you're growing. But this is on an emotional level. I'm using crops so you can see it better.
On that emotional level with women, we talked about Venusian love, the caring, understanding, and respect. And this is what they're looking for. And because we're wired differently, you know, we don't see that's, you know, what they're looking for. And so,
well, it's, I'm not so much if it's a wiring or a, you see, we all want, you know, with the example you're talking about, you know, breaks down, Venusian love and Martian love, you know, it's from John Gray. And it still is, they're all parts of the, are you a cat? You know, so it's not like, you know, Venusians want understanding, caring, and respect, and we don't. And it's not like Martians want acceptance, trust, and appreciation, and they don't. But there's just a tendency that what one leads to over the other. And, you know, like I said, you know, the Martian tends to solve problems, you know, fix things, whereas the Venusian is wanting to connect about their problems so you can relate to them emotionally about what they're going through. Well, both parts are important. We all have male and female energy. Every person has male and female energy. When we can utilize, you know, all of that to the best of our ability, then we're going to be whole. But if we're only doing the male part, then we're not going to be whole. And if they're only doing the female part, they're not going to be whole. So then we need each other to do what I'm not doing for myself. But see, then when you're going off to work or to the store, I'm sitting here half complete. And you're half complete because I'm not coming with you. So when we do it all for ourselves, then it's like, you know, and we're like, when we're doing that, we're like two C's that come together and make an O. But when I make myself an O and you're an O, where I give all that Martian and Venusian love to myself and you give that to yourself, then when we go do something different that doesn't include each other, we're still feeling whole.
Right. Wow. I understand.
Same. So if I'm walking through life feeling whole, I'm going to be able to respond to things a lot differently than if I'm incomplete. But then I'm going to be needing things from other people to make me complete. They really can't make me complete like when I make myself complete. Because they can only give me gravy. They can't cook my meat and potatoes.
I lost your audio.
You still don't have it?
I have it now. Yep.
So,
I could type up these notes and give it to you next time.
Okay. And that'd be a way that you get refreshed on what it is. You know, just like when you take a course in college, people take notes, then some people type it up so they can read it better and make more sense out of it. And it's just another way of studying that information. It's another way of repeating that information. Like I said, you know, coming to a meeting or a group is repeating the steps that I need to take to process through my emotional pain. So I'm teaching myself a new response to my pain. Yes, that is the one that I taught myself as a child.
Right. The ERO. Events, response, outcome.
Yeah. From Jack Canfield. Uh-huh.
We're working on our response.
Right.
By giving ourselves. So being consciously aware of what our fears are before we respond.
Well, usually we end up reacting. So we have to learn not to react and to respond. And so
right.
That's where the ATFR, you know, so I acknowledge that I'm angry and then I take a time out and then I find the fear and then I give it the, are you a cat, from me to me. Not turn it to anger and make you give me the are you a cat that I want. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, okay.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, trying to support you and getting back on track.
Thanks. I appreciate it.